The News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
And good morning, Shasta County. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. If you want to join us, you can jump into the chat room at KCNR1460.com or give us a call at 605-4567. It is Thursday, and this is Trish Clark. And Carl is on assignment today, so it's just Trish Clark. So you get to either jump in the chat room and comment or call me on the phone and tell me what you'd like to talk about or something bugging you, or you just have to listen to me off and on all morning long. But we're going to start with a little weather report. It's 63 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for mostly sunny with a high near 89 today. North wind around 5 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 62 on Friday, a high of 89. On Saturday, 85, and on Sunday, 86. So we're going to just stay in the 80s. Nice weather that we can really enjoy. And the weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Now, I'm going to tell you all about them as soon as I get my cheat sheets here. Shasta Gas Propane is locally owned and operated. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. They give veterans and senior discounts, and you can give them a call at 365-3793. So, wow, is there a lot of things in the news, Bob? I've got the Bob with me this morning as my engineer, and there's so many things out there in the news to make us crazy that you hardly know where to begin to start commenting about what's going on, not only here in Shasta County, but in the United States as general.
Well, that is the truth. Just to clarify, it's just Bob in this morning, not Bad Bob.
Right.
Bad Bob has the morning off as well.
So this is a new adventure for us. We have never done the show together, but we're going to do this with no problems. You know, one of the things that really has got me crazy is this whole gun-free zones that we keep setting up in our schools, in our military bases, in our recruiting offices. And I can't get my mind around that. Why do we want to identify with big signs all of the places that are totally vulnerable and open for attack? We didn't used to have signs that said gun-free zone. And now not only are we not protecting our most vulnerable population, our children, by having anybody in there who can thwart an attack, but we're labeling it so that we can be assured that there isn't anybody there. I'm kind of thinking, why don't we here in Shasta County protect our children? Why don't we come up with an initiative of some kind that says qualified staff can carry right under the our God-given right to carry a weapon and carry a concealed weapon on the campus. And I don't think I even like the idea of having a designated person, i.e. a guard, walking around with a gun like an armed camp. Why not just have it known that our campuses are armed? We don't know who there is packing. It might be the janitor, and it might be the food service person, or it might be the principal. Certainly the authorities would know. They would go through a training program, be a qualified person. But why not have a sign out in front that says, our children are protected in this school. Go away. We'll take you down. Instead of a gun-free zone that just gives you a free, we all know, that criminals don't obey laws. So just because it says it's a gun-free zone, they don't stop at the door and go, oops, this is a gun-free zone, I can't go in there with my gun. They just come right in and know they're not going to be threatened. What do you think, Bob?
Oh, I totally agree with you. A gun-free zone is translates to open season on students or whatever the facility happens to be. But if criminals want to inflict mayhem on people with guns, they tend to go places where they're pretty sure they're not going to be shot.
Well, and I don't know, am I missing something dramatic here? I'm not threatened by somebody who packs a gun. I'm not the least bit threatened when I go into a facility where I know that there's every possibility that someone may have a concealed weapon. That doesn't bother me. Law-abiding citizens going through the proper courses, and we have all kinds of abilities to be trained with a gun. I grew up in a household where there were guns. My home, my husband and I, we raised our son. We hunt. We target shoot. And we carry for self-protection. And I'm not threatened by anybody in the United States, a legal, qualified citizen that does that. I don't see why it's just not a natural flow, because we do live in a dangerous world, and we do have people out there who want to hurt us more and more all the time. So why not, as a society, take those legitimate steps to protect ourselves? Instead of opening ourselves up and designating more and more areas where it's a free-for-all. I don't know, just one of those things that comes to mind. You know, I also ran across, and if you got something to say about that, give me a call at 605-4567. One of the things that I came across just recently is again, all of the government and all of the laws that we have in our face every day. I bet a lot of people have forgotten, you know, the good old Obamacare that came in and, you know, we could keep our doctors and we could keep our medicines and the price of everything was going to go down. And, oh, yeah, by the way, we have to pass it so that we know what's in it. Well, one of the things that was in it that I bet a lot of people didn't even think about it, or several things, as of January 1st, 2015, these are all things that were passed in that bill that nobody read. The Medicare tax went from 1.45 to 2.35%. You know, your cost on your Medicare that all went up. The top income tax bracket went from 35% to 39.6%. The top income payroll tax went from 37.4 to 52.2. The capital gains tax went from 15% to 28%. The dividend tax went from 15% to 39.6%. The estate tax went from 0% to 55%. Remember, we'd gotten rid of the estate tax, that, and then in Obamacare, that was put back in there, and as of January 1st, 2015, that went back into effect. And a new tax, 3.5% real estate transaction tax, was added. Now, that was all included in that language with Obamacare. You say, what does that have to do with health care? Be real. Obamacare never had anything to do with health care. It had to do with taxing us. It had to do with increasing the price of everything. And it had to do with control. It just didn't have a darn thing to do with health care in any way, shape, or form. And these taxes were all passed, you also remember, with total Democrat votes. There was not a single Republican vote on these taxes, and they were all included in Obamacare. Give you any ideas about what you should be thinking about this upcoming election? We're going to take a break now and pay a few bills, and we're going to be back on the other side, and we've got a guest coming in from the Smart Resource Center. Be right back.
All right. Thanks, Trish. The program, Free Fire Radio, this morning here on AM 1460 KCNR. Numbers to call if you want to join us, 530-605-4567, 530-605-4567, the chat room, KCNR1460.com. Your blood like winter, freezes just like ice, and there's a cold and lonely light that shines from you. You wind up like the wreck you hide behind that mask you use. And did you think the smoke will never win? Well, look at me, I'm coming back again. I got a taste of love in a simple way. And if you need to know while I'm still standing, you just fade away. Don't you know I'm still standing better than I ever did? Looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid.
U202, the only restaurant where you can enjoy your favorite cuisine on the river. Now with our new menu additions, including classics like sweet potato fries, U202 burger, fish and chips, and the old hatch cover favorite, Mai Mai Almondine. Also new, 6 unique flatbread pizzas with toppings from beer braised chicken, spicy Italian sausage, to seared wild mushrooms. Try their smoked steelhead Benedict or the Cali Benedict with avocado and roasted tomato. And on Sunday, enjoy Linda Bott and her jazz ensemble along with bottomless mimosas and half-off bottles of wine all day. Happy Hour is every Monday through Thursday with drink and appetizer discounts. Friday nights are rocking with live music from 6 to 9. View 202 serves only the freshest local ingredients. Executive Chef Dustin, along with his staff, are passionate about their guests having an exceptional culinary experience. View 202-226-8439. That's 226-8439.
There's nothing so sweet as the laughter of children, and yet statistics say 3,000 children a year are sold into child sex trafficking. Is this happening to our kids in Reading and surrounding areas? Sadly, the answer is yes. How can it be, and what can be done? On October 15th, there will be a Rotary-sponsored presentation at the Cascade Theater, and you need to attend. This rare appearance and presentation will be by Deepa Willingham. Mrs. Willingham is an international local expert who obtained her primary and secondary education under the stewardship of Mother Teresa. You'll learn how she's worked with at-risk children and educated them on the dangers of child sex trafficking. You have the opportunity to learn how you can make a difference. Write this date down, October 15th at the Cascade Theater. This is a great concern to all of us. Again, mark your calendars and please be at the Cascade Theater on October 15th. Be a part of spreading the awareness and let's keep the laughter in our children.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Blue Skies. James and Diane Purcell were warming to the idea of adding solar to their home, but they wanted to manage the financing according to their cash flow and timeline. That's when Tri-Counties banker Nikki Euchre and her team had a shining idea. A home equity line of credit would provide the Purcells with the monthly flexibility they wanted. Plus, with the additional savings from going solar, they could offset their loan payments, allowing them to do other home improvements, like updating their bathroom and installing new carpeting, while staying on time and on budget. It's blue skies from here. Home equity lines of credit. Home mortgage lending. Home, sunny home. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank. Service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 458732.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
And welcome back. This is KCNR, 1460 AM, community radio for the North State, and you're listening to Free Fire Radio with hosting this morning, Trish Clark, because it's Thursday. And usually, Carl's here with me, but he's on assignment in Sacramento today, so it's just Trish Clark this morning, and we're just talking about whatever Trish Clark wants to talk about this morning. But right now, I'm joined in the studio with Lori Gregg, and she's from the Smart Resource Center. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning.
First off, tell everybody what the Smart Resource Center is.
Sure. We are a nonprofit, private industry that helps put people to work and also helps business services. We've been in business for over 40 years, and we are here to help the community get back to work and also help businesses get those resources needed to find the right people.
Okay. Where are you located? How do people get in touch with you?
We're on 1201 Placer Street, right on the corner of East and Placer, and we have a variety of resources. We have a one-stop service, which has computers to help people do their resumes, mock interviews, navigating the new community market, and going into internet and being able to understand how to do resources that way. We also have workshops there to do figuring out how to get back into the marketplace if you've been out of it for a long period of time. And we also have youth, adult, and dislocated worker services there as well.
Okay, so if I'm looking for a job, do I need to make an appointment with you? Or can I just walk in and make an appointment?
You can walk right in and actually start looking for services. One of the first steps for us is going into the One Stop and starting to build that resume and that rapport with our One Stop crew and seeing what the needs are, whether it's training, whether it's just helping with getting back into the field, whether it's just resume working and mock interviewing. The other step from there, if they're actually needing some specific training skills or needing some skills to go to college, they would start seeing our program advisors, and our program advisors would start assessing them and seeing what their needs are, and if their needs are needing to be more training, we'll start looking in that direction to help them with more training costs.
See, this is interesting because there's always, I mean, I always am of the belief that if a person really wants a job and really wants to put themselves, first off, they have to be proactive.
Definitely.
People are not going to come knock on your door and say, gee, I'd like to put you to work doing this or that. And, you know, maybe you go in and you're not qualified to do the job you want to do for your entire life, but maybe you get an entry-level kind of job and then take some of these classes or training to boost you into the next level of employment that is your lifelong dream.
Exactly.
But it's the place to start for sure.
Yeah, and we have dislocated worker situations, so if someone has a layoff or a closure within the community, we go in and assist them on what their skills are, their skill sets at the time, and seeing if we can actually add to that by introducing them to new industries that have similar skill sets, but they need training in the process, and SMART will come in and actually pay for the wages while they're being trained.
Perfect. Okay. So that wasn't really why you were here this morning. You're here to tell us about something specific that's coming up.
Yeah, SMART is hosting, as well as California EDD, the 10th Annual Reading Job Fair tomorrow. We actually have over 60 employers there that will be at the Holiday Inn from 10 to 2. And just for a list of different employers that we have currently, we have everything from the hospitality industry to manufacturing, health industry, and so on. So we have Rolling Hills Casino out there, Starbucks, Vibra Health, Victor Treatment Center, Farmers Insurance, Oxford Suites, quite a few out there, I-5 Rentals, Reading School District, and so on. So please come out and join us for the job fair. Bring a lot of resumes. Be prepared to dress for success and see these employers. Show them off what you can do and get these jobs that are out there. There's quite a few industries out there that are looking for work.
See, this is incredible. So tomorrow at the Holiday Inn, you can go down there and you can actually talk to these different business people, maybe fill out an application. Like you say, bring your resume, and so that you can hand that out. And, you know, more importantly, present yourself. I like that you threw that in. Dress for success. I know a lot of people like to think that it shouldn't matter. Well, it does matter. And if it's my business, And I'm wanting to perform a service or present my business to the community, then I do care how my employees are dressed and that they're clean and have a nice outfit on. And I think that's my right as an employer to demand that.
Exactly.
I think if you want the job, then you need to be responsible and meet my needs because I'm the one giving you the job to make that. So dress yourself up a little bit. Shave, stand a little closer to the shaver and go up there in the morning and look like you want a job.
Definitely.
And go into the Holiday Inn, 10 to 2, tomorrow. No appointments necessary. Just go in and mingle around, and there's 60 employers. My goodness, that ought to be great. I hope you're swamped in there tomorrow.
We hope so, too. We've had great success in the last 9 events that we've done. This is the largest we will be doing, so hopefully it'll just continue to grow here in the Reading area.
All right, perfect. Thanks so much, Lori, for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. Yeah, you know, I go on with the whole process about the jobs, and I think that I'm always frustrated when somebody says, "Well, I can't get a job. I can't. I want to. I don't have any skills." And there's so many opportunities, I think. If you take it upon yourself, I'm a big person to believe that we need to solve our own problems and personal responsibility. And I think that our society in general is lacking that. We want to blame somebody else. We want to say, well, it's too, I can make more money on welfare than I can if I get an entry-level job. But again, here's an opportunity. Smart Resource Center, you can go in there. You can actually learn some new skills. Maybe take some college classes, which they will, you know, help you maybe have an entry-level job to pay for those classes. if you really want to make something of your life, I just will continue to believe that in most cases you really can. And I refuse to believe that you're destined to not have a job or you can't do anything about it. I think you can do whatever you want to if you make up your mind to it. I've never been in a situation where I couldn't find a job of some kind. And it maybe always wasn't what I wanted to do. Maybe it wasn't. I mean, gosh, I've done some interesting things. I've been waitressing, and I've picked potatoes. I've worked in the, you know, you name it. If you want to make some money at a point in time, I think there's always a way to do that and get a job. And certainly the Smart Resource Center is out there. Going back to what I was talking about before Lori joined us, is the Obamacare thing, and I wonder if people have gone online and taken a look at all of the things that were included in that and how many more times we're going to get zapped over the next several years. I know there's a whole new set of things that's happening in 2016 that take effect with the Obamacare. When I talk to people, all of their insurance rates are going up. A lot of things are not being covered. Boy, another interesting thing that the governor just signed that new bill for assisted suicide in state of California. Another one. I just have a hard time getting my mind around where in the world this country's going. It's okay. I thought that was all under God's realm. I thought suicide was something that God has a plan as far as I'm concerned. And for us to say it's okay because two doctors say it's okay to end our life, I just can't get my life my mind around that. And with the health and welfare benefits that we have in the United States, all of the new discoveries, all of the discoveries and cures that are happening on a daily basis. Who's to say if, you know, 6 months from now, somebody isn't going to find a drug or a treatment that'll take care of whatever that is that you're dying. I guess I can't figure out how this country has gone as far as it has. It occurs to me that perhaps we've lost our moral compass in every area of our lives. We don't seem to get very upset about much that's going on. I don't know. Bothers me. I think we'll talk more about that when we come back, but right now we're going to pay some bills. And, Bob, you got some announcements for us, and then we'll be back after a break.
Thank you, Trish. This portion of the Free Fire Radio program this morning is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years with outstanding service to all models and makes of heating and cooling systems. Warranties, guarantees, 7 days a week, and 24 hours of service. Alliance Heating and Air, call them at 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Also, we want to salute Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, your place for great coffee and more at Espresso Joe's, serving caramel macchiato and every other coffee you can imagine. Walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in California, proudly serving the finest in your tobacco needs. Tobacco and Brew, where veterans always get discounts. 7:28, the time here at AM 1460 KCNR. You're listening to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Trish Clark going solo in for Carl and Linda this morning on AM 1460. Our phone number's here again, 530-605-4567. Or join us in the chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Are you up in the middle of the night, like a fireflower flowering by? You were there like a blowtorch burning. I was a key that could use a little turning. So tired that I couldn't even sleep. So many secrets I couldn't keep. Promised myself I wouldn't. One more promise I couldn't keep. It seems no one can help me now. I'm in too deep. There's no way out. This time I have really led myself astray.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Redding's Electric Utility, REU, is celebrating 94 years and honoring Public Power Week October 4th through 10th. Redding is one of more than 2,000 communities that own, operate, and govern their electric utility. Public Power provides reliable, cost-competitive electricity to more than 48 million Americans. Did you know REU's low rates save Redding approximately $30 million annually? That money stays right here in our community. Celebrate REU and Public Power Week. Visit reupower.com. REU and you, powerful together.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. Centrally located in Memphis, Tennessee, GI Pathology delivers results to its nationwide client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to gipath.com for more information.
Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista here. We'd like to thank our community for a great summer season and invite everyone to come enjoy our newly expanded fall beer selection. Bake and bake pizzas, daily deli specials under $5, and fresh-made breakfast every day. Our family has been part of Shasta County since the 1930s, and we're proud to advertise our local business on local radio. Come shop with your friends and neighbors at Mighty Fine Foods at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista.
Joan Armatrading is coming to Reading for a very special solo evening performance at the Cascade Theater. This diva, known for her passionate guitar and soulful vocals, is on her last large-scale tour, and she's doing it solo. An intimate evening with a powerhouse. Joan Armatrading at the Cascade, October 22nd. Get tickets now at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
And welcome back to KCNR, 1460 AM, Community Radio for the North State. You're listening to Free Fire Radio. It is Thursday, and this is Trish Clark. Jump into the chat room and join us at KCNR1460.com. Or give us a call at 530-605-4567. I'm just rambling about some of the things that irritate me this morning or on my mind. You know, I find like it seems like we've become so desensitized to all of these horrible things that happen almost every day. Some horrendous revelation is made. We learn something new. The school shooting is just something I can't get out of my mind. And the president gets on the news networks and makes a bunch of noise about gun control and then goes out and plays golf and seems to move right on to the next thing. I mean, every other day we hear something about Hillary and her new, another message about her email server that she did another thing that's against the law and she ought to be in jail for. What was the thing with McCarthy yesterday? And the whole thing about trying to somehow portray that the only reason that the Republicans had been doing the discovery process and the investigation into Benghazi was a witch hunt against Hillary? Are you serious? For heaven's sakes, they all ought to be in prison over Benghazi. And I would think that if anything, we haven't done enough of an investigation and we haven't pressed enough buttons, that somebody should be indicted. for those things, and it doesn't have a darn thing to do with keeping Hillary out of office. So I don't know whether he misspoke or whether he just wasn't paying attention. But certainly to leave that kind of an image just doesn't make any sense. Do the Republicans back there, do they have any idea why we gave the majority in the House and then we gave them a majority in the Senate? And do they have a clear understanding at all of what it is we're trying to do? I did notice that the conservative group now has kind of sent a message that there's 40-some of them are going to stand behind Webster. God, you know, when they started coming up with two and three and four people throwing in their name to go against McCarthy, I thought, well, wait a minute. Now you're going to take three or four of them and spread 5 or 10 votes here and there and someplace else.
All they're going to do is split the vote.
And McCarthy's going to walk away. Are they that stupid? Do they just not understand why we sent them back there? I'm absolutely at a loss. I can't figure out. The message is very clear when they run and then they say, okay, the message in 2014 was, we're going to overturn Obamacare, we're going to do all of these things. And then they go in there and they don't do anything. They don't use the power of the purse strings. They join with the Democrats and let Pelosi and everybody tell them exactly what to do and how to do it. I'm unclear. I don't know what the message is. Bob, you get any idea where they're going with this?
Well, what you were talking about a few minutes ago, and the political opposition will do this, of course, in the case of Republicans, so will the mainstream media. But McCarthy didn't actually say that's why the committee was put together, to take down Hillary, but some people thought he implied it. His exact quote when he was talking to Sean Hannity on Fox News was, everybody thought Hillary Clinton was unbeatable, right? But we put together a Benghazi special committee, a select committee. What are her numbers today? Her numbers are dropping. He didn't say that's why the committee was formed.
But it was out of context.
Yeah.
I mean, he brought that out as an example of the things they can do to keep her from getting elected. Well, that wasn't why they did it. I mean, but that was certainly the inference, I know. And of course, you're right.
And people will jump all over something like that.
I need to apologize this morning. I'm trying to fight off a little bit of a cold coming on here, so an occasional cough. You'll hear me kind of go away from the mic, hoping it's not going to turn into anything else. But, yeah, I think you're right. They can't open themselves up for those kind of foods because you know that, well, the media is going to lie about it regardless of what we do, so you don't dare give them any kind of an opening to go and do something like that. Sorry, I had to clear my throat there. I don't know. You know, we've twice now given them that majority. I'd like to... Can McCarthy be taken out? I don't know. I think it's probably going to take some Democratic votes to make that happen, and I can't imagine that the Democrats are going to join with anybody on the conservative side. It's going to be an interesting process. I myself am just hopeful that they just don't roll over again. The Republicans don't seem to know how to govern. Does that make any sense?
They don't know how to lead.
They don't know how to lead.
They still act like the minority party, even when they're in the majority.
And I actually get the feeling that they're more comfortable in the role of being able to say, well, you know, we try. We're doing this and we're doing that and we're doing all these other things. You know, we don't control anything, so we really can't. All we can do is this. And then so we said, okay, yeah, we'll give you, give us a house. And they said, well, but now, you know, we need the Senate because And now, so we give them the Senate. And then they go, but gosh, you know, he'll just veto it. Well, come on, guys. Go ahead and pass it in the House, pass it in the Senate, and then bump it up to make him veto it. Why not make him veto it? Why not make him stand up and do what he's supposed to do? I mean, I don't get an understanding of why... you don't take him on. Make him veto it. I mean, they come out and they threaten that, well, the president, he'll just veto. In fact, the president comes out and says, you know, don't bother because I'm going to veto that. And so they go, oh, okay, well, we won't bother working on that. Instead of putting it together in the House, passing a bill to defund Obamacare, stop the whatever. I mean, this I can't even name all of the instances over the last whenever that we have had opportunities and have not taken advantage of them. So we have a phone call. We're going to go to the phones and talk to Terry. Good morning, Terry.
Is this Congresswoman Clark?
Yeah, in your dreams. I'm not a masochist, Terry.
No
I keep
says,
telling
no
you that.
No one says no to me, darling.
Oh, bet me.
Anyway, you thanks again for what you do for everybody and what a great job you do on the radio.
Oh, thank you so much. Trying to spark
really
people to get excited
anyway,
about something.
As you know, our congressman is for Mr. McCarthy and is backing him 100% as
I
he
know.
Did Boehner. And the reason that he's backing Mr. McCarthy is because of the fact they were roommates. And this is from his office. They believe they will get more help for the North State because Doug has his ear.
There you go. And they both like the farmers.
Yeah, that was a great comment you made the other day. That was amazing. Also, one quick note, but Mark Baird will be on tomorrow at 8 o'clock. Sierra County is in the state of Jefferson. We got that done in 8 minutes in Downeyville, three of us. Found Dole, Julie Osborne and myself. I got that done in Sierra County and delivered the message that Sierra County is in.
Terry, happened? What happened the other night down in Anderson?
That was really good. My wife was there. I have been gone for 3 days. I've been in Plumas County, who also is in the process right now.
Perfect.
So Mark will have a lot to talk about. That'll eventually bring us up to 12 counties. In Anderson, it worked out very well. Some good people spoke. I know Wynn Carpenter spoke, Chris spoke, Kayla spoke, and my wife spoke. And it was a very positive situation there. So apparently, this is kind of funny, going back to Trinity and going back to what Keep It California wants to do. Keep It California wants to pass a resolution saying stay with California. Now, let's think about that a moment. Stay with California. Aren't we already with California?
Yeah. Yeah.
So why would you have to pass a resolution to do something that does nothing? It does nothing, and it's so silly, but let's pass a resolution to stay with California. You are with California. That'd be like me getting up in the morning, looking in the mirror and saying, I need to pass a resolution that I'm a man. What I need to do is I need to get a quorum so that I have three of us voting that, on a resolution that I am still going to be a man. But
yeah.
Wait, I already am a man.
Yeah. Yeah, I see what you're saying, but I think they're just taking trying to get you guys to go away and say we're not interested because we want to stay with California. But so they didn't actually take a vote in Anderson?
No, they did not. It was a presentation. It went very well, and I'm sure that more of that will come out tomorrow when Mark calls.
Yeah, yeah. I hadn't had an opportunity to talk to anybody down there to find out.
It was very positive, Trish. Very positive.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
And, you know, the thing is that really and truly, again, it goes back to, you know, for a bunch of little fools running around, why is the why are the Democrats spending all this money? Why are they pumping money into fighting against us? Why are they sending people from all over the North State who are in the chairs of the Democratic Central Committee? Why in the world are they going out of their way to do all this stuff? Why are they spending all this money if, in fact, we're just buffoons and fools? Leave us to our folly, yes?
Yes, absolutely. Why not?
Why
let
not?
You
just
go around and spin your wheels doing something that doesn't have a chance, nobody's interested in. So why not just go ahead and let you spend your time doing something like that and stay out of their hair?
Yeah,
you're
exactly.
Absolutely right. I think that you've got them thinking and they want it. And you know what? As long as people are talking about it, I think that's great. I think it's an important, positive thing to keep everybody talking about the possibility. It's not right. Why are we not saying? We've got a lousy system here in the state of California. Every time you listen to the news, you find out another reason why this state is doomed. This new clean energy thing that they just passed. Oh, my God. Businesses are going to flow out of here. We're going to have less jobs. You can't meet these numbers of 50% of renewable resources on the Hill. I would just say that. That supervisor needs to get to work.
That.
Yeah. Yeah, that sheriff needs, or that supervisor up there needs to start representing his district.
Yes, I agree, and maybe you could add a few more years to that.
Excuse me, no, I'm retired, Terry.
Trish, you're a patriot, and you've got the heart of a lion, girl.
Thank you so much.
You'll never be retired. You'll always be fighting the fight for liberty.
Thanks so much, Terry, and we've chatted, and thanks for calling, and now we've got to take a break. So thanks so much.
Have a great day, love.
Have a great day. And we're going to pay some bills, and we'll be right back.
All right, again, the numbers here to call at Free Fire Radio, area code 530-605-4567. Right back with more of Trish Clark in for Carl and Linda this morning on AM 1460. Community Talk Radio for the North State, KCNR.
Got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, Linda Bott here from KCNR.
And Nathan Parmalee from Reading's own Civic Auditorium.
The Reading Civic is bringing the excitement to its newly updated theater. The 2015-2016 season promises to wow you and include a 15% savings option when you purchase tickets to 3 or more shows.
So start your holiday season with the exquisite artistry of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker. Enjoy heartfelt Christmas classics with the Oak Ridge Boys Christmas Show and take in the stunning debut of the Civic's very own production of Christmas Carol, A Love Story.
2016 kicks off with the pop culture phenomenon of Flashdance the Musical.
The devilishly funny production of C.S. Lewis's Screwtape Letters.
The wildly theatrical show Blue Man Group. And the fun family experience of Chris Perandi's Stunt Dog Experience.
For tickets and more, visit ReadingCivic.com or the Reading Civic box office.
See you at the show!
Wellgate Sports Club, Reading's premier lifestyle center, is celebrating its grand reopening and has a gift for you. Take advantage of exclusive grand reopening membership rates with 0 enrollment fees. That's right, 0 enrollment fees. Are you looking to add family to your membership? That's great. We have a gift for you, too. Special rates and incentives will allow your entire family to quit the gym and join the club. At Wellgate Sports Club, you'll experience upscale high-end amenities and programs, complimentary lifestyle education workshops, member social events, and passionate professionals who work one-on-one with you to help you achieve your health and fitness goals. Wellgate Sports Club features Reading's exclusive indoor saltwater pool, the Mind and Body Studio featuring Pilates and yoga, as well as the group exercise studio featuring Zumba, cycling, and more. Offer expires October 15th, so don't wait. Come celebrate the grand reopening of Wellgate Sports Club, 1740 Eureka Way, Reading. Call 638-4829 today for your personal tour. Wellgate Sports Club, where you'll experience exceptional every day.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Radio for the North State. if you want to join us, jump into the chat room. Okay. Chat room at KCNR1460.com or give us a call at 530-605-4567. The weather is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. It's 62 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high of 89 today and 89 again tomorrow. Shasta Gas Propane brings us the gas or the weather on a regular every day. Give them a call at 365-3793. Didn't get started right on that break this time and came back kind of flustered. So we've got a guest coming in at 8 o'clock this morning. We're going to talk about Take Back Reading. So that's going to be an interesting discussion. There was a great article in the newspaper yesterday. So we're going to have Angie with us and talk about a lot of things. There's so much going on in the news right now, and that's kind of what I've been totaling on this morning. And it's interesting to watch the Republican race and what the press is trying to do with that. I personally think that we've got a good slate of candidates there. We've got some real possibilities. I continue to believe, just my own personal opinion, that the most qualified candidate that we have is Senator Ted Cruz. I think that he simply has proven that when you elect him to do a job, he does it. He's taken heat not only from the Democrats and the press, but he's taken heat from the Republican establishment back there because he's done what it is he told the people he would do, and he's shown up the people that aren't. He has proven he's not a part of that establishment. He's brilliant as far as knowing the Constitution, knowing the law, comes from a good background. I think he's a proven candidate. I'm not sure. I have people say to me, well, I don't know whether he has the charisma. I don't know whether he comes across so well. I think it's time that we better start doing our homework when we're electing somebody and find out what they really stand for and if they, in fact, do what they say. And maybe we should elect somebody with a proven track record that's a good track record. And has done what he says he'll do. Having said that, there's some other good candidates there. I continue to be fascinated by Donald Trump because I believe that he's got us talking about things that we probably wouldn't be talking about. And he's got more people involved than have ever been involved in even knowing there is an election, let alone that there's a lot of candidates out there to choose from. They keep saying that, he's going to back down, he's going to change, he's going to do this. Man, he's sticking in there, and he's making it an interesting race. Ben Carson continues to marvel me. I watched an interview yesterday with, I don't know who the talking heads were from NBC or ABC. They were really trying to make him say something about gun control that they wanted him to say. And they brought out the whole argument about our forefathers thought of it was the muskets and that's what they meant. And he just was able to smile right through that whole thing and correct them and bring them right around and would not back down one little bit about what he had said about gun control and the president and it was interesting to look at the faces of those news people as they were throwing all these questions at him and trying to make him look wrong and it wasn't happening and he was coming off just smiling and they were frowning and it was at the end of it was almost like I expected one of them to throw something or start whining. They were so frustrated that they had not been able to get him to look bad, and it was like, well, okay, I guess we're done with you. And it was just I laughed. I thought it was just a great interview. So Ben Carson looks interesting. Carly Fiorina, I got to tell you that for me, the jury is still out on that. I have some questions about her time at Hewlett-Packard, and I believe in strong women and leaders. I've talked to a couple people that worked for Hewlett-Packard during that period. They don't have very nice things to say about her. So, I'm still interested because, boy, she's sharp. She's risen up. I have nothing whatsoever against having a woman in the White House. And maybe she's the one. I don't know. But I guess my point probably is that we have a lot of choices this time in this race. And let's not let the media and the Washington cartel, the Washington establishment, decide for us who our Republican candidate's going to be. That's what's happened the last two or three races. I mean, you listen to some of those anchors and some of those mainstream news anchors, and they'll tell you, Jeb Bush is doing great. Nobody's even watching Jeb Bush. He's at 3 or 4%. But in the mind of the people who think they know who it should be, the people we're talking about aren't even in the running. So I'm just hoping that all this involvement that people are having on the media out there and Facebook and they're paying attention. Let's choose our own candidate this time, and instead of letting the media and the Washington cartel do that. We're going to take a break here. We got to pay some bills because we haven't read any news reads for a while, and maybe we can get a few of those in, and then we're going to be back on the other side after the news and a break, and we're going to talk with Angie from Take Back Ready. This is Trish Clark sitting in for Carl and Linda Bott. Jump into the chat room at kcnr1460.com or give us a call at 530-605-4567.
And thank you, Trish. This portion of Free Fire Radio is brought to you by Bosniati Arms. You'll find them at 2539 Larkspur in Reading. Bosniati Arms, your firearms dealer of choice when it comes to selecting that new long gun or pistol, having their gunsmith work on your guns, or buying ammo. John Bosniati prides himself on customer service and always having what the customer needs in stock and at fair prices. Bosniati Arms, again, 2539 Larkspur in Reading, or phone them at 222-8222. That's 222-8222. Back with hour number two of Free Fire Radio coming up here on AM 1460, KCNR. Trish Clark is in this morning. In for Carl and Linda Bott. And you're invited to join us in the chat room, kcnr1460.com. Go to listen live or phone us at 530-605-4567. And we're back after the news on KCNR Shasta Reading.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fewer Americans sought unemployment benefits last week. A closer look at the numbers from correspondent Jeremy House.
The Labor Department says weekly applications for jobless benefits declined by 13,000 to a seasonally adjusted 263,000. The drop indicates employers are holding on to workers despite a recent slowdown in hiring because of global pressures weighing on the U.S. economy. The four-week average has declined by 8.2% over the past year to 267,500.
As correspondent Jeremy House, the largest retail trade group, meanwhile, says Americans will spend at a slower pace than last year during the upcoming crucial winter holidays. The National Retail Federation blames sluggish wage growth. Average long-term U.S. mortgage rates fell sharply this week amid concern over a labor market that has shown recent signs of weakness. Mortgage giant Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage dropped to 3.76%. Volkswagen's top U.S. executive testifying before Congress this morning about the emissions rigging scandal plaguing the company right now. Meanwhile, as Keith Peters reports, some of the fallout means bad news for American Volkswagen dealers and their potential buyers.
The troubled auto company plans to withdraw applications seeking U.S. emissions certifications for its 2016 model Jettas, Golfs, Passats, and Beetles with diesel engines. Thousands of new vehicles already manufactured and shipped to the U.S. will remain quarantined in ports. That's a huge loss for American VW dealers who were hoping to put the new models on sale soon in the wake of last month's admission. The company had installed onboard computer software designed to cheat on government emissions tests in nearly 500,000 clean diesel cars, starting with the 2009 model year.
As correspondent Keith Peters on Wall Street right now, it's a bit of a struggle for the major indexes. The Dow is down just about 8 points, the S&P 500 up by 3, and the NASDAQ down by about 30 points. More on these stories from townhall.com.
Iraq, Afghanistan. For our troops, the war on terror means multiple deployments and grievous losses. 400,000 diagnosed with PTSD. How can you give hope to these heroes, the troops who fight for your freedom? Through MilitaryBibleStick.com and a digital player that's preloaded with the audio New Testament.
Many nights when I'm out at my post, when, you know, frustration and depression set in, I can turn on the Military Bible Stick and find solace.
I really needed a lift up to hear his assuring voice, and it was there.
Our heroes need to know they're not forgotten and that you honor their sacrifice. Visit MilitaryBibleStick.com. $25 provides the Military Bible Stick for one troop in our armed forces. $25 can bring God's peace on the battlefield. Call 800-800-2555 or visit MilitaryBibleStick.com.
Congress has voted to form a special committee now to investigate abortion practices. That includes tissue research being conducted by Planned Parenthood.
The 14-member select committee will have broad authority to investigate a wide range of abortion providers. North Carolina's Virginia Fox.
It's clear we need to learn more about their barbaric tactics.
Why in the world are we considering a proposal to set up a new select panel?
Maryland Democrat Elijah Cummings.
I think the answer is the same here as it was with Benghazi. It is simply politics.
The committee will consist of 8 Republicans and 6 Democrats.
Ms. Wally Hines reporting. Floodwaters rising near the Waccamaw and Edisto Rivers in South Carolina, and emergency officials are warning residents in 4 coastal counties to stay alert for possible evacuation orders as a result. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The FAA plans to test technology that could locate the operators of small drones when they fly them illegally near airports.
This technology would let the government detect radio signals used to operate drones within a 5-mile radius, which the FAA says would provide the operator's location. The agency has yet to decide when and where the technology will be employed. The FAA is receiving about 100 reports a month from pilots of sightings of drones flying near planes and airports.
That is correspondent Rich Thomason reporting. An Associated Press count now shows that more than 1,300 pilgrims, as they are called, were killed in a crush and a stampede during the Hajj pilgrimage in Saudi Arabia. The AP count of dead from that disaster is based on tolls offered by 17 countries to their officials or state media broadcasts. Saudi officials have said the total number is about 760. More of these stories at townhall.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Okay, this is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio. Welcome, North State. Jump into the chat room at KCNR1460.com or give us a call at 530-605-4567. You're listening to Free Fire Radio, and this is Trish Clark sitting in for Carl and Linda Bott this morning. Carl is on location. I'm always here on Thursdays, so Not unaccustomed to listening to me on Thursday, but usually Carl's with me. This morning, we've just been kind of talking about a whole bunch of different things, that are of interest to me and hopefully of interest to you. We're looking at, a high of 89 degrees today in downtown Reading. Tonight a low of around 62 on Friday. We're going to be about 89 again and same kind of low. Saturday, about 85, and into Sunday, about 85. So we're looking at kind of a mild weekend. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. You can give them a call at 365-3793. And we're joined now in the studio with Angie from Take Back Reading.
Good morning.
How are you this morning, Angie?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Reading a lot about you in the newspaper lately. So tell those people out there that that don't read the newspaper or didn't go to city council meeting the other night, who's Take Back Reading? Who is this group?
Take Back Reading actually started on Facebook back in January or February. It's a community group looking for solutions to help a deteriorating city. So we are definitely solution-focused. It's not rants and raves. It's about what we can do to make the community better and improve some difficult areas.
And who makes up this group?
I started the group. It all started with a letter that I wrote several months ago about some different things going on in our area, and there was such a response that it just took off from there. So we started having meetings and doing different events, and we've just grown. There's about 4,600 people on the page, on the group, and several are very, very active, and more active recently with some different things going on.
Okay, and the other day you went into the Reading City Council and made a presentation.
So I've made quite a few presentations, but the other day we did a rally actually based on heroin, and I know that people ask, why would we go to the city council on heroin? And there's a few different answers for that. There is a heroin epidemic in the area, and you can step back and say it's not the city council's fault, and I agree, obviously, they didn't bring heroin to the area, but there's a lot of things that can be done from the city level, and one of that is looking at being proactive rather than reactive. By that I mean we need to bring jobs to the area and we need industry here. We have to change the area. We are poverty stricken. So I meet with teenagers all the time. I talk to the youth and they plan on growing up and leaving this area as fast as they can get out of here, or they're scared to death they're not going to do anything. So that's one area we have to focus, is building a future for our community.
You know, and I see, that's the thing. Instead of another task force, instead of another program to treat the addicted, instead of another program to tax somebody to do something, solve the problem, and that's exactly how you solve it. You get them out of that by giving them a job, giving them a way to be a part of the community that is positive. And how you do that is the bandwagon I've been on for 25 years, is to welcome the entrepreneurs who want to create jobs. Make it easy to start a business in the city of Reading and Shasta County, instead of putting every possible obstacle you can in front of their way when they come into your community. How can I help you be successful to create 1,000 jobs in Shasta County?
That leads me to a very good topic, we'll build from there. So I went into the city council a couple weeks ago, and it was right after they had their raise, and we go in week after week, so we're definitely trying to make an impact. And I asked the city manager specifically, if you owned a business, and your business was deteriorating, and your customers were coming to you, and they feared their safety, and the numbers were bad, and you received complaint after complaint after complaint, and then all of a sudden you go and you give everybody raises. So obviously you're not listening to your customers, and we, the community, are your customers. And then on top of that, you go pay $150,000 for a public safety report that comes back and tells you the same exact thing, that leadership is bad, you don't have jobs, you have to focus in different areas, we need mental health help. Here you are giving out raises when you can't get the town together and there's nothing to be proud of?
Absolutely. I mean, you that is exactly it. And how do you explain that? I was just talking the first hour about we elect these people, we send them back to Washington, D.C., and then they ignore us. And I gave a speech the other day to the Reading Republican Women where I said pretty much what you did. We got to take this back one step at a time. We start right here in our own towns, in our own city councils, in our own departments. And come on, we elected you to do thus and so. Stop ignoring us and not paying attention.
I completely agree. And when you're at these meetings, recently there's been more and more involvement from the community. There's not a response back from the city council, but you have kids in there. My daughter was one of them, but the other day there was a much younger child talking about when they're going to school, the drugs that they see in the schools, the drugs that they see when they're walking to the bus stop, the needles, the people on the streets. I mean, you can stand up all you want and say, we are Reading, but if you're going to say we are Reading, you sure as heck better talk about the bad too, not just the good, because we are Reading is a whole lot more than yeehaw, here we are.
There you go. So let me just, for clarification, there's been a lot of talk about the fact that in order to address the city council, you have to stay till the end of the meeting. Is that still true?
That is still true.
So what time do these students get to address the city council?
It depends on the meeting, so if there's a lot more on the agenda. A couple weeks ago, we had one run rather late. I think they had to speak at about 8 o'clock by the time that there was a group there asking for some different stuff with an alcohol program and trying to prevent kids from drinking. So,
Okay.
They had to stay pretty late.
So 8 o'clock, but not midnight.
Not midnight yet, no. If more and more people go in and talk, it might go to midnight, but not yet. But you start at 6 o'clock, so you're there quite a while.
Yes. Yeah, and you never know when that's going to come up. From my point of view, and I have a somewhat educated point of view because I was an elected official for 20 years, I don't understand the thinking behind putting the public portion of the meeting to the end. That always was at the front. And quite frankly, they can't make any decision or do anything other than suggest that an item be placed on a future agenda for action. That is not to say they can't comment.
And I make that point all the time. They say absolutely nothing. Zilch. Every once in a while you'll get a thank you or something, but if you watch the video, there is no response. And they try and make it like they cannot comment. And we do know, yes, they can comment. They can't call something to action and they cannot vote, but they sure as heck can comment.
And they are encouraged by the staff and the bureaucracy not to. And all of them are being very good little boys and girls right now and minding what the staff is telling them to do.
I'd like to ask you a question on that.
Yes.
Because tell me what you think. I believe if they actually stood up and instead of acting, having this whole rah-rah thing that they do, if they came out and said, you know what, we have a huge problem and we're going to take it on and this is our plan and this is how we're going to do it, they would gain so much more respect from the community and the community would feel a security and have faith in their leaders. And then when it comes time for something like a tax increase for law enforcement, people might have faith in them. Right now, people don't.
Well, I concur with you. And you know, I must admit, I served in a different era. I can't believe it's changed that much in 8 years. But at the time that I was in office, we had a very proactive board of supervisors. We were tremendously proactive. We got ideas and we made differences. Molly Wilson was on the board that I served on. My goodness, look at the programs that she started for kids. And Molly was very involved in the drug violence task force. And the gang violence task force. That was when gangs were first starting to come up here. Molly and I worked really hard on getting some legislation. I served on a statewide thing about gangs to try to bring the focus up here to the North State. I started several programs, the adult their healthcare program in a lot of places, the Older Adult Policy Council. We were very proactive addressing issues in our community. I don't quite frankly see any of our city council members or board members being proactive about much now. They don't bring anything forward. They kind of sit there, go to their meetings. I don't see them out involved. I mean, shoot, Molly and I went out and we wiped out graffiti. We traveled around with the graffiti buses and would go out and paint it out. And we were very involved in what was happening in the communities. I spent a day in each one of my cities or communities every month to see what they were doing. I don't see that. I'm challenging right now to our elected official. Get out and let the people see you. Be involved in the things they're doing. And make a statement, because I think we're lacking in that, in all three city councils and the Board of Supervisors.
One of our members, but also a member of Shasta Support Services, just went in and told the city exactly that. They said, you know, we did a cleanup in Anderson, and the mayor was out there. City council members were there. I mean, they were very active, very welcoming. They got involved. They were thankful. They gave an award afterwards. They wanted them to know how much they appreciate someone taking the time to help clean up their city. There is such a different atmosphere. One thing I suggested the other night to the city council, because we have so many teens going in and talking, is if they did a junior city council, because they seem to be so naive to what's going on in the community. And if you had some of these teens that got into leadership and brought back, hey, this is what we're seeing in the schools, this is what's going on, this is where we need help, and actually listen to the teens that are out there getting the information from the schools, from the groups, because we have kids doing drugs, 12-year-old kids doing heroin.
Okay.
These types of things need to be addressed, and if they would hear it from our teens, maybe they do something about it.
Do you know, that's ringing a bell with me, and I can't say why, but I'm almost certain that was done in the past. But I think the reason the teens got, I'm going to have to do some research on that, because that's ringing a real strong bell. And I think they finally walked away because they said nobody was listening to them.
And we hear that time and time again. Nobody is listening to us. So
yeah.
We hear it from the teens, we hear it from the adults, and we are trying to get some attention. And I think to make the point, when we're talking about bringing in jobs and changing the dynamics, and we always hear businesses come here to die, and I'm a real estate broker, I'm also a college instructor, so I get a lot of feedback from people. If they would just realize, if you made this place amazing to bring business, I mean, we have the resources, we have the river, we have so many things to attract business, they would bring in money from business for law enforcement, for mental health, which is a huge issue. They wouldn't have to worry about tax increases because they'd have revenue.
That's right. You're singing my song. I mean, I've done this for so many years, trying to explain to somebody. But there's an attitude in the planning departments in the city of Reading and the county. I've worked with contractors for years who tell me, you know, they just rather about do anything than try to take out a building permit, because the attitude is very much, okay, how can I make this difficult for you? How can I lay another tax on you? You go in, you apply for your permit, they give you a list, an arm's length of things you have to do. You do all those things, you come back, and then they give you another list saying, oh, yeah, and by the way, and then you have to do this and that, and then you get to the hearing, and then they lay a whole bunch of other conditions. After you go through this daunting process, if you thought it penciled out with the first list you had to do, by the end of a 2 or 3 year period, it doesn't make any sense. You can't get there. Time is money. And I used to say to our planning department at the county, you get one shot at them. Mm-hmm. They come through that door, I want to build XYZ. You give them a list, they've got to do it now. And by golly, if they don't get that done in that length of time, you don't get another shot at them. You don't get to keep coming back for more and, oh, by the way, I want. They don't do that. Okay, we missed a break. We're going to go pay a few bills here, and we'll be right back on the other side, Angie.
All right, this portion of the show, Free Fire Radio, is brought to you by NorCal Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy and his team of professional NRA instructors provide the most complete CCW training in Northern California. For a limited time, NFI will provide a free firearm rental and ammunition for Shasta County residents who take a basic concealed carry course. Register online at readingccw.com or call NFI at 999-1822. That's 999-1822. If you'd like to reach us here at Free Fire Radio, call area code 530-605-4567. Back with more of Trish Clark in for Carl and Linda.
On the other side of the street I knew, stood a girl that looked like you. I guess that's deja vu, but I thought this can't be true, cause you moved to West L.A. or New York or Santa Fe or wherever to get away from me.
U202, the only restaurant where you can enjoy your favorite cuisine on the river. Now with our new menu additions, including classics like sweet potato fries, U202 burger, fish and chips, and the old hatch cover favorite, Mai Mai Almondine. Also new, 6 unique flatbread pizzas with toppings from beer braised chicken, spicy Italian sausage, to seared wild mushrooms. Try their smoked steelhead Benedict or the Cali Benedict with avocado and roasted tomato. And on Sunday, enjoy Linda Bott and her jazz ensemble along with bottomless mimosas and half-off bottles of wine all day. Happy Hour is every Monday through Thursday with drink and appetizer discounts. Friday nights are rocking with live music from 6 to 9. View 202 serves only the freshest local ingredients. Executive Chef Dustin, along with his staff, are passionate about their guests having an exceptional culinary experience. View 202, 226-8439. That's 226-8439.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Redding's Electric Utility, REU, is celebrating 94 years and honoring Public Power Week October 4th through 10th. Redding is one of more than 2,000 communities that own, operate, and govern their electric utility. Public Power provides reliable, cost-competitive electricity to more than 48 million Americans. Did you know REU's low rates save Redding approximately $30 million annually? That money stays right here in our community. Celebrate REU and Public Power Week. Visit reupower.com. REU and you, powerful together.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
And welcome back to Free Fire Radio. This is Trish Clark sitting in for Carl and Linda Bott. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. Jump into the chat room at kcnr1460.com or give us a call at 605-4567. And I'm here this morning talking with Angie from Take Back Redding. And we're talking real positive stuff to make a difference. You know, we spend a lot of time, it seems, dwelling on the homeless problem and the drug problem and yeah, that's got to be part of the discussion because it certainly drives what we think and how we live. But instead of just talking about the problem, we're talking solutions this morning. And bottom line, it all rolls back to the fact that if people have jobs, they can pay for homes, they can buy groceries, and they're not out doing drugs and causing us problems. So how do we do that? Encourage these entrepreneurs that come to town to get in there and create those jobs. And we do that by electing the right people to office who tell the staff in the city of Redding and Shasta County, y'all need to process these applications. Angie, that's exactly what you said to the city council.
Yes, definitely. And you see it in other areas. I've been researching areas that have had similar problems. There's different, and they can be markets similar to ours or markets very different than ours. It doesn't matter. What you hear from the city manager is we are getting aggressive. We're going out there telling people from application date to shovel date, 30 days. We do one time where we redline them, and that's it. They come back in, everything's done, and they are ready to go. If you want your city to be successful, you have to run it like a business, and we are not doing that.
Okay, Angie, we're going to go to the phones, and we're going to talk to Gary on the line.
Good morning, ladies.
Good morning, Gary.
Very good program.
Thank you.
Saying the same things, the same attitudes, and the same passion that was said since when I moved here in 1968. At the time in 68, to prohibit or slow down building made sense because the protection of the way of life and such in the North State made sense then or seemed to make sense. Now it doesn't, but the attitude remains the same, both city and county, to stop the building or slow it down or make it miserable for all the things that both of you have said. Number two, talking does no good. I'm one of probably the six or seven people that harassed the city council and caused them to put the public forum at the end of the meetings because they didn't want us there. They do not listen and have not been listening, with the exception of Gary Cadd.
Yes.
It's nice that 4,200 people are involved. Anybody can go to a meeting, and anybody who has some confidence in himself can speak. That doesn't work. You wouldn't be doing this if speaking had worked in the last 15 or 20 years. You need to do something where it is felt. And something I'm thinking of, you have a human chain across the doors at the city council meeting. Shut them down. Do something. Usually money speaks. So somehow, you know, stop paying this rate or whatever it might be, but things need to be done other than merely talking. It just doesn't work. And then on the positive thing, Trish, in your backyard, I had the pleasure Tuesday night of being at the Anderson City Council because the state of Jefferson did a presentation.
Yes.
And I the difference between Anderson and Reading is night and day. It was warm, congenial, friendly, give and take, etc. I'm not talking about that there were four against whatever we were doing. It's just the whole attitude, and I complimented them on that particular idea of their congeniality and such. And what you've been saying, your group is saying about businesses and let's do something, etc. A whole lot of what you've been saying is what we're doing with the state of Jefferson, and I hope that you are in compliance or in favor of us, because if you're not, we have two different groups working it at odds ends, and 4,200 signatures. I hope most of those people have signed on to the state of Jefferson, because we are doing statewide what you are talking about citywide, and I applaud you for what you've done, and I'll listen to you off the air. Thank you very much, ladies.
Thanks, Gary, for calling in. And thanks for the kind words about Anderson. I you know, when I do the show generally, and I know that I'm going to be here, I focus on the things that are happening down in the city of Anderson, because I like to point out that, in fact, they are doing some of these positive things. So we know it's possible. We've got a great city manager down there now. Police chief, fire chief, they're all working together to make Anderson a safe place. We've got the same problems down there. We've got in the city of Anderson, but they're being proactive and taking care of them. Police chief down there has put in some really good ordinances, some ideas that help him deal with the homeless population and convince them that they should be someplace else rather than in our community. He's working with the property owners to take care of that issue. And the electeds down there are giving the message to their staff that we want these businesses, we want them taken care of when they come to our door, we want to encourage them to locate in the city of Anderson, and it's making a difference.
Yes, we were just talking about that while we were off the air, how great Anderson is doing, and just comparing the two. I want to address a couple things, too, that you just mentioned. We are doing more than talking, because we know that you can talk their ears off, and it doesn't mean that they're going to listen. We did do a rally the other night, and we had about 70 people in front of the city council or in front of city hall with their signs. And when those people entered the city council, you could see the attitudes change. They know that people are paying attention. Like I said, we talked about heroin and brought that into the mix because of the fact if we don't get rid of the drug problem or start facing this, our town is in trouble.
Okay, that's okay. Finish your thought.
I was just going to say the crime and everything else, but there's so many things people don't understand about heroin. These are young kids that started with Oxy when it was so easy to get. They had no idea. You take it one time, and it changes your brain chemistry to where you are constantly craving it. So we need some prevention, and we need some significant programs just to clean up our streets.
Okay, and we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back and talk more about that on the other side.
All right, thanks, Trish. This portion of Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, Man's Last Stronghold. You can visit them at 2463 Athens Avenue in Reading, or phone them. No appointment necessary, but they always love to hear from you at Cypress Square Barbershop, 244-9478. Walk-ins are welcome, 244-9478. We've got Dale on the line standing by when we come back. Trish Clark is in for Carl and Linda Bott on Free Fire Radio this morning on AM 1460 KCNR, Community Talk Radio for the North State.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
There's nothing so sweet as the laughter of children, and yet statistics say 3,000 children a year are sold into child sex trafficking. Is this happening to our kids in Reading and surrounding areas? Sadly, the answer is yes. How can it be, and what can be done? On October 15th, there will be a Rotary-sponsored presentation at the Cascade Theater, and you need to attend. This rare appearance and presentation will be by Deepa Willingham. Mrs. Willingham is an international local expert who obtained her primary and secondary education under the stewardship of Mother Teresa. You'll learn how she's worked with at-risk children and educated them on the dangers of child sex trafficking. You have the opportunity to learn how you can make a difference. Write this date down, October 15th at the Cascade Theater. This is a great concern to all of us. Again, mark your calendars and please be at the Cascade Theater on October 15th. Be a part of spreading the awareness and let's keep the laughter in our children.
Hi, it's Linda Bott and Molly Kidd. Join us on Thursday night during On the Spot at 6 p.m.
Also on the first Thursday of every month, join Rhonda Ball and James Masada from Enjoy the Magazine. We bring you art, entertainment, food, highlights, and all the stuff going on in the North State.
Don't forget the giveaways, lots of laughs, and great information.
That's On the Spot, Thursdays at 6 p.m.
Here on KCNR 1460.
Brought to you by Dandelion Gift and Apparel, Wind River Resort at Casino, and Crackmaster Windshield and Repair.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Bott at Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
And welcome back. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Talk Radio for the North State. Jump into the chat room at kcnr1460.com. Or give us a call at 605-4567. This is Trish Clark. It's Thursday, and we're talking with Angie from Take Back Reading. We're going to go to the phones right now and talk to Dale. Good morning, Dale.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great.
Good morning, Dale.
Good morning.
How can we help you this
morning? I just loved your day and night analogy of Anderson Reading. Doing the cleanup efforts that we've been doing the last few months, I have the same thing to say. It's really sad that Reading just keeps looking backwards and Anderson's looking forward. And my question would be to Angie on Reading spending a bunch of money on a PR firm just to market themselves up, which I think we all know is to try to get a sales tax forced down our throat. I kind of wanted to get her take on that.
Thank you, Dale. I appreciate that. So we all know if they were doing everything that they needed to do, we'd see the cleanup happening, we'd see the town changing, and we wouldn't need a PR firm to come out and tell us how great they're doing. There is a whole lot of let's do a study about a study about another study so they can figure out what to do, and they're not going to do anything until the study's done. So if they want to point out the few things they've done over the last year, I think it might backfire when people realize in a year they haven't done a whole lot.
Exactly. Well, and my point at the city council meeting was that we get thousands of tourists coming through here. All those tourists come in to the 99-cent store, which I've talked about. You know, that area, Black Bear, it's horrible. They go to the Sundial Bridge. The fishermen go down the thing and see all the transient camps. Those people are going to their hometowns and blasting local pages they have about how bad Reading is. A marketing firm can't help that. Cleaning up our town can.
You know what I would like to see? I would like to see the city council step out from behind their desks and don't worry about a PR person, and they can come out and tell us what they're going to do themselves right out in front of the camera, in front of the community, and take it on. Let's start seeing them walk the streets, and we don't have to worry about what their PR person does because we'll hear it from them firsthand. We don't need to wait to go to city council meetings to find out what our city council is doing. Let them get out there. Let the city manager get out there from behind his desk because he's paid an arm and a leg to do it.
Good point.
Yeah, those rose-colored glasses they have on.
Thanks, Dale, very much for calling in.
Thank you. You guys are doing an awesome job this morning.
Thank you so much. You know, all good points. I was one when I was an elected official, and I challenged the people that are in office now. You know, we are general law cities and general law county. It is our responsibility to learn about the things that are wrong in our community and then make the decisions to change that. I voted against every committee that anybody proposed for 20 years, with very few exceptions. Because I always said that you're compounding the problem. You're taking staff time to educate a bunch of citizens or other people about the issues that they should be educating you about. And it's your job, ultimately, to make that decision. So why not you put in the time to learn about the issue, whatever it is, and then come up with a solution? But it's a way to get out of an issue that's bugging the community. They come to you with a problem. You diffuse it by assigning it to a committee. They go away being frustrated, and then something else in our very busy lives takes over. The committee studies it for 5 or 6 months. Now it's diffused, and we're on to something else that bothers us. And then they come back with a recommendation, which the city council or the board of supervisors ignores. Or they enact it, and it goes on the shelf, and nothing is done. But that's how you diffuse the population from being angry about something. We're going to study it. And I used to vote against it, and 90% of the time I was successful in shaming at least two of the other people to take the job on ourselves. But it's a waste of time and money. These committees make me crazy.
I agree.
And consultants.
And tell me, how many things have happened while we waited for these reports? How many people have been burglarized? How many violent crimes have happened? How many kids on our streets have got addicted to drugs? How many heroin overdoses have we had? I mean, do people have any idea how many people are dying out there from this? So while they're doing studies, people are dying, people are getting robbed, businesses are closing. You have to do something while those studies are going on if that's what you choose to do. And we have repeatedly heard them say, we're going to wait until we get this report back. And then when they got it back, we also heard Kristen Snyder say, I'm going to wait until we get the final report. I'm not going to make a decision until that happens. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, this sounds like we're just beating up on them. But gosh darn it, you know, they run for office. They tell us they're going to do these things. I'm so frustrated now from the local level right up to the top that, you know, you can't dwell on it because you wouldn't be able to live your life if you're worried about this stuff all the time. But on the other hand, we've got to stay involved, and we've got to stay, you know, to where we hold their feet to the fire. I constantly try to encourage people to get involved in the process. If you're not registered to vote out there and you're listening to this radio station, and if you're not registered to vote and you didn't vote in the last election, you're part of the problem too. Because we all need to get involved. I don't think people understand in other countries, people die trying to go to the polls to vote. In this country, you can't get them to register, even if they're eligible. And if they do, they don't go to the, well, I had a doctor's appointment, I was too busy that day, whatever. They don't vote, so you get maybe 50% of the eligible voters that are actually registered. And then of that 50% that are eligible, 15 to 20% actually vote during an election that isn't a presidential. That's disgraceful. You can't complain if you didn't vote to put them in office. You can't even hold them accountable. But if you did, then you need to say, okay, you told me when I voted for you, this is what you're going to do, then throw them out the next time around.
And I want to say, too, because you said it sounds like we're just sitting here bashing, which it can definitely come across that way. We have a community that is eager to get involved. They want to help. If we could get the leaders to do their part, the community would definitely do theirs. So if we could all work together to reach a goal, and if they had a vision, and that's something that I've never heard from our city manager or our city council, what do you see as a vision for this area?
Please don't do that. They'll hire another consultant to come up with a vision statement.
See, I think they're capable of doing it themselves. They just need to.
We'd like to hear that, but that scares me. Oh, my God, I can see it now. Another working group.
Have you ever had a company that you worked for that didn't have a vision of where they were going to go? Because I don't think we have one.
Yeah, that's too bad. You touched on something a little bit earlier, and then we went to a break, about the heroin issue. And I'm tying that back because when I read that article and I saw that, this whole thing with legalizing marijuana makes me crazy. Because we already know the reports coming out of Colorado, the other states, it's all doom and gloom, and this didn't work, and then what the heck were we thinking?
So I'm going to step that back to heroin, because that is something we were talking about. I teach a psychology class in a criminology program, so I work with law enforcement often. And we have issues where there are dealers that go out, or whoever it may be, and they get these women high, and then they take advantage of their children. Or there's women that are being injected with heroin pretty much for sex trafficking. I mean, there is so much going on, and it's so disgusting. But there's things that led to this in the first place, and that's why we're talking about the jobs and everything else. But now that we have the situation, we have to do something about it. We need mental health services. It's approximately, and there's no way to really know, but approximately 40% of those out there that start doing drugs or self-medicating or whatever it may be have a mental illness. And if we had some sort of resources for that, we'd be able to either nip it in the butt afterwards or stop it from happening. But without that, we don't have a chance. And it puts our law enforcement in danger. It puts businesses in danger. It's just an ongoing issue. Along with that, we've had so many teens that started doing drugs when Oxy was available. And when they changed the makeup of Oxy, people have naturally went to heroin because of the opiates. And it's not something where tough love doesn't work. You don't just hit rock bottom. You die. So it's a scary, scary drug. And we're working with some moms that have just recently lost their daughters that left behind children. And it's devastating.
I don't know that the community was really aware. I don't know that I had really focused on that until I read that article. I certainly am so terribly familiar with the meth problem in Shasta County, the marijuana problem. Mm-hmm. We had those, just as you indicate, with the OxyContin for a long time. We had a lot of those good feel, their Dr. Feelgood people out there that we progressively went against and prosecuted. It created another problem. A lot of times they have people say to me, well, we need a methadone clinic. We did so much research on the methadone thing, and that to me did not solve anybody's problem. That didn't solve the problem. It just addicted them to something else.
Yeah, and heroin, and I won't get too deep into it because there's so much information out there and it can go different directions, but it is something that you can't just walk away from. It's so different. So we need a very good detox program. They have some for adults, but as far as I know, there is nothing for teens, and that's dangerous. I mean, it's dangerous for these teens. We did a sign campaign where we got together before our rally, and there were about 30 people doing the signs. Almost every one of the people there had just recently lost a child to an overdose.
Wow.
And if they hadn't lost them to an overdose, they were there fearing that the next day they were going to get that call, because they're driving around looking for a sister, a brother, a son, a daughter, whoever it may be, at night, just trying to make sure that they're still alive. So they drive by the hotels. They drive. These people don't hit rock bottom and change. Your mentality, your brain actually changes. So you crave the drug and the logic is not there. And it's something people don't understand, because it's easy to say, well, they shouldn't do the drug. Okay, well, they have, so that's where we're at, and we have to do something about it, and then prevent our future from being drug addicts, and that's where we have to break the cycle. Meth, heroin, everything, it has to stop with opportunity for the kids.
Absolutely. We're going to take a break on that note, and we'll be back with our final segment after these words from our sponsors.
All right, thank you, Trish and Angie. Free Fire Radio continues here on AM 1460. This portion brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. They've been ranked a top 100 hospital in the nation for 3 years in a row. Shasta Regional, treating people well. All right, 530-605-4567 is the number to call if you'd like to participate in the final few minutes of Free Fire Radio this morning, or you can join us online in the chat room at KCNR1460.com.
The land, your tropical adventure begins with Wind River Resort and Casino's Under the Sea Halloween Bash. Glitter, sea creatures, shells, and sand. Wind River Resort and Casino is the place to be for Halloween, featuring well-known rapper, songwriter, and producer Sir Mix-a-Lot. Known for his bouncy, danceable, bass-heavy tracks. Plus, DVJ Chris, Unruly and Backward will be spinning their live beats all night long. The Undersea Adventure kicks off on Saturday, October 31st at 9 o'clock. Drink specials, dancing, cash drawings, costume contest, over $3,000 in cash and prizes. Presale general admission is $20, $25 the day of. VIP booth $250. Includes 6 guests, swag, a personal cocktail server, and 2 bottles of champagne. This signature event sells out fast. Get your tickets now at 1-800-280. You win. Or online at WindRiver.com. Wind River Resort and Casino is the place to be for your under-the-sea Halloween adventure. For details, log on to WindRiver.com. Halloween is better at the river.
Redding's Electric Utility, REU, is celebrating 94 years and honoring Public Power Week October 4th through 10th. Redding is one of more than 2,000 communities that own, operate, and govern their electric utility. Public Power provides reliable, cost-competitive electricity to more than 48 million Americans. Did you know REU's low rates save Redding approximately $30 million annually? That money stays right here in our community. Celebrate REU and Public Power Week. Visit reupower.com. REU and you, powerful together.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. Centrally located in Memphis, Tennessee, GI Pathology delivers results to its nationwide client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to gipath.com for more information.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Turtle Bay's fall plant sale has been extended. Beauty doesn't have to be thirsty. Rethink your garden. Talk with plant experts and shop for drought-tolerant plants, California natives, and hard-to-find perennials. Members save 30% and non-members save 20% through November 14th. The Turtle Bay Nursery is open Fridays and Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. If you miss the official sale, you can still take advantage of these great prices at the perfect time of year to plant. For more information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Okay, welcome back. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. Jump into the chat room at KCNR1460.com or give us a call at 605-4567. And we do have a question coming out of the chat room. Is why is the city of Redding and the staff and everything, why are they so opposed to jobs and businesses that want to grow and start businesses here? And boy, that's a $24,000 question. If you had the answer to that, I don't know. It's a power thing for me. I think it's because they have the control of whether a business comes in here or whether it doesn't, and the fees, and they get bogged down in all of the bureaucracy of all of the reasons I gotta say, we live in the state of California, and you gotta recognize right up front, that's part of the problem. If you can even convince anybody to even think about being in California, that's the first hurdle. And there are laws and regulations that are passed at the state level that are handed down to us. And we, as especially county, we are an arm of the state. And so we don't have any choice but to obey those mandates that come down. Having said that, we do not need to go beyond the codes that they require. We don't need to go that one step further to make it a little more difficult.
I think even more than that, because it is so hard in California. So since it's so hard, if you have a city in California, you should be aggressive. You should have an aggressive marketing plan, providing incentives that are out there in the open saying, hey, we will absolutely do this to get your business. And I do not have the answer of why we don't. It is, like you said, the million-dollar question that developers have been asking for years and years.
Yeah. It isn't, and it is proven, and we've done this a couple of times today. I never miss a chance to blow the horn of Anderson, but it's proven that you can, with the right mindset. These rules and regulations are subject to interpretation, and there are allowances that can be made under certain circumstances. Just because it said in an ordinance that the assembly area shall be 45 square feet or whatever, that isn't to say that if you need 50, that exception can't be made. There are ways to work around it, and when somebody comes into the planning department, I used to always say, you know, instead of saying, we can't do it, talk to them about, okay, if we did this, we could make that work.
Right.
How can we make this successful? They don't seem to want to do that. They love to be able to say no and go from there.
I completely agree.
Okay, we have a call on the line, Molly. Good morning, Molly.
Hi, good morning. Great show this morning, Trish, with your guest as well. I didn't tell the screen caller, but I did want to compliment you on the show and how great it was.
Thank you.
Better Business, the Better Business Bureau and the ones that do control the people that come in here, I think they're choking the new businesses. And the new businesses would come in, it would take new employees, would take some people off the street, not many, because I don't believe a lot of them are skilled. But going back into those branches that actually control where the property tax, not the property tax, permits and those taxes on the new business, going into that detail, I think, would probably open us up a little bit.
I do want to say, I checked into, years ago we looked at moving to a different area, and let me tell you, and it was South Carolina, so different world because it's East Coast, but when you went there, South Carolina, Georgia, and North Carolina all contacted you, and they were competing for your business. So they were saying, we'll pay your lease for three years. You don't have to pay taxes. Like, it was who could do the most to get your business, because in the long term, they knew that was going to pay off for them, and we need that mentality here.
And that really is the way that we get beyond this, because there is no question, we live in the state of California. There just two or three new bills just got passed that are going to be horrendous for our businesses. That global warming nonsense. That new bill that he just passed, that the governor just signed, as of the 2016, that is going to put restrictions on our businesses that they're horrendous. So we're going to lose a whole lot more of large employers out of the state of California. Having said that, there are things that we can do. Well, the winery interest here, a perfect example. We have established a reputation, several viticulture areas in Shasta County and throughout. The wine industry can be huge. Look what it's done for Napa and Sonoma and those areas. Well, look what happened in Shasta County when we had the entrepreneur come in that wanted to build a multi-million dollar destination. He ran him right out of the state. He's back in Connecticut. He'll never come back to California. And what do we got up there? We've got a $34 million project investment up there that is sitting with a little bit of a restaurant. I don't know what those people are going to do with it, but that's what we do in Shasta County in the city of Redding. Rather than encourage this, this could have been a destination with a spa. It could have been a Miraval from like Phoenix and those places, where you have multi-million-dollar corporations coming in here and spending nothing but money. What do we have? We've got a bunch of grapes growing up in the side of a hill. It's $34 million later. Very frustrating.
And I do want to say, like somebody said earlier, we can talk about it all we want, but we have to actually make something happen. It may not help to go to city council, but if we show up with 200 people at city council, it's sure going to make a difference than if there's 15. So
and
go and speak up.
And different people, different issues, and because they do. They get to recognize people. All of you out there, Molly, thanks for your call and your comments, because that's what it takes. People listening, people getting involved. Take some time out on the next city council meeting. Show up down there and get involved. And yeah, I agree with what these people are doing. And then at the next election process, get some of these younger people involved who will make a difference. Get your own candidate. Fill those seats. Come on, you can make a difference. But just talking about it won't do it. Thanks, Molly, very much. So, we've got about 5 minutes left. Final thoughts, Angie?
I'm going to throw one more thing out there because I want to say I know we don't have a lot of room in the jails, but I would like to put it on our DA and our judges to prioritize sentencing and start doing maximum sentencing to these dealers out there because we can make a difference. Even the small guys, they don't have to be the big dealers. Let's put it on them to do maximum sentencing and get these drugs off our streets by making them scared to deal. So that's another area we really need to hit hard.
Well, I think that we don't... We've created a system where we don't hold people accountable. I mean, there's no room in the jail. That's pretty much known out there. I don't think we can build enough jail space to stop the whole problem or to handle the whole problem. But I do think that if, in fact, they are convicted, they need to do some time. And I think that there's ways to, again, we can rehabilitate some of them. If there's jobs to put them to and housing for them, and the housing's available, they just have to have a job to get it.
Yeah, and I'm not saying addicts, so don't get that because there
no,
are different things,
the
but
dealers.
Definitely
the dealers.
Yes, and it's those lives are on their shoulders, so let's do something about the dealers.
Well, and I think the other thing, when you break up these cartels, deport them. Send them back where they came from. We don't need to deal with all of them. If we got all the illegal aliens out of our jails, we'll have plenty of room for our locals that are breaking the law.
And that could lead to another hour-long conversation.
I think so. I think so. Angie, I've enjoyed this. This is good. I always say that maybe just talking about it doesn't do a lot of good, but maybe you can spark some other people in the community by bringing these things forward. I have to tell you, it was an eye-opener for me about the heroin issue when I read that article. I tend to focus on the meth, and I know that's a huge problem we've been dealing with in Shasta County for years, and certainly now the marijuana is wide open, and if they're going to try and legalize it in the state of California, I think we're just asking for way more problems. But I was unaware that the heroin was that rampant in our community. Boy, that's something we really need to address.
Yes, and the meth is bad, and they are actually mixing meth and heroin also, so that makes it even worse. I do want to say we've talked a lot about the city council. The other thing is show up at the Board of Supervisor meetings. They're a little bit more difficult because they're in the mornings. They're at 9 a.m. on Tuesdays, but it's the same thing. Push for these services. Push for the resources to go to mental health. Push for everything that we possibly can to change this town, and they control a lot of the businesses coming to town also.
And I'll tell you what they do pay attention to is handwritten letters.
Yes.
I know the petitions are fun and easy and what have you. I'm going to tell you from my perspective, having done that for many years, those petitions don't generally get our attention because I can stand out in front of a grocery store with anything I want on a piece of paper, and I can guarantee you I can fill that up in an hour. And they won't even know what they signed. So when those petitions would come to me, that was rather my impression. But if you write me a handwritten letter, I'm going to pay attention and sign it.
Yes, definitely. And I ask everybody, get involved, and let's bring change to our community. Thank you, and have a fabulous day.
And thanks, Angie, so much for joining us. This has been Trish Clark, Free Fryer Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot. Carl will be back tomorrow. And Carl and Linda, and thanks for listening.
And the news on KCNR Reading is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
I'm Rich Thomason. Volkswagen's top U.S. official tells Congress he's sorry.
I would like to offer a sincere apology for Volkswagen's use of software program that served to defeat the regular emissions testing regime.
VW's Michael Horn testifying today on Capitol Hill. Angry lawmakers asking about the fix, how dealer sales will be impacted, and who specifically is responsible for this. General Motors telling owners of some SUVs don't use the windshield wipers. An electrical short could cause the wiper motor to catch fire. The company is recalling almost 32,000 Buick Enclave, Chevy Traverse, and GMC Acadia SUVs, vehicles from the 2016 model year. NATO Secretary General calls Russia's military moves in Syria troubling, and Jens Stoltenberg says the alliance is prepared to protect Turkey from Russian aggression following Russian violations.